As sure as sauerkraut follows kielbasa, you can't have an international village without a little bit of rain. And after a beautiful afternoon and evening, just about 7 o'clock, the deluge came. Mayor Jim Brewster was presenting an award to the McKeesport Daily News on behalf of their 125th anniversary when the clouds opened.
This is their 125th year. And if you've watched the newspaper this year and each and every other year, you'll see the coverage they have of International Village and all the other events that happen in the Mont Valley and the Tri-County area. I assume that's rain.
Yeah, several thousand people in the audience scrambled for the cover of Cars, Ponches, and Umbrellas. About 100 crowded under the big awning at the main stage. But the rain didn't stop one 7-year-old girl from Elizabeth from celebrating a very happy birthday. After the rain, the mayor continued the presentation to the Daily News and also honored outgoing village chairman and city councilman Daryl Seguina for his 26 years of service to this celebration, now in its 50th season.
I have a lot of people to thank, and my committee is one of them. I've been proud and privileged, first of all, to serve under three mayors, Lou Waschwitz, Joe Bendel, and Jim Brewster. Each of them gave me this opportunity to be chairman of International Village for these past 16 years. I've been here 26 of them, and I've really enjoyed myself. As much work as there is, it's overshadowed by the fact that I have a lot of fun here, too.
Also honored last night was Eddie Stanko, well known for his years of volunteer service as a local softball coach in the Montauk area.
Council President Reach McLaughlin, Reach, if you'd read the proclamation.
Proclamation, Eddie Stanko, Mr. Softball. Whereas Edward Eddie Stanko, now 88, still has a deep affection for the local sports scene, and whereas Eddie Stanko, along with Steve Pee Wee Lesko, organized and founded the McKeesport Athletic Sports Association, on behalf of City Council and the residents of McKeesport, do hereby extend to Eddie Stanko this expression of our pride in his accomplishments and offer our best wishes for many happy, healthy years in the future.
Congratulations,
Eddie.
Unfortunately, the weather didn't cooperate for the rest of the evening. With the Weather Service predicting that dangerous lightning was headed for the area, city officials decided to cancel the remainder of the entertainment, including Irish folk singer Cahill Dunn, and the fireworks went off about an hour early. As it turned out, McKeesport was spared the worst of a line of storms that crossed through western Pennsylvania. Some vendors say they were disappointed. One told us privately that her group's sales were down about two-thirds over last year's, but understood why the city was cautious. So that's the report from a somewhat soggy Stephen Berry Field in Renzihausen Park for Tube City Almanac and LightningFM.org. I'm Jason Toger.